Are you done munching on that cheese? Another square. That's enough. Put more than one in your mouth at a time. This is such a waste.
I'd like to.
I know.
I want to record.
Savor it or something.
I want to record having had.
So have it.
I don't want to have had too fast because then I'll have had a stomach ache while we record.
So either start earlier or eat faster. You obviously can't eat slow while we're shooting. Ready? How many more do you have? Just so I know. Last one? Not even close. You open a new one? Welcome to Jake and Amir Watch Jake and Amir. We got two insane ones today.
Oh,
I don't know if you're ready for
really?
It. Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Let's do it. What makes them insane?
Well, these were suggested by Harry B. And he wanted us to sort of start at the top and end at the end.
Interesting.
Basically, the first Insecure Jake video, which is Jake and Amir Kite.
Mm. Right.
A video so old, it may predate everything that we've discussed before. I can't remember a video older than this. It might even predate Jake and Amir.
I think it was like a video that we made before we like put anything online.
Yeah.
This was like just on Vimeo, just on our personal Vimeos.
Just for fun. And then he said, let's do the last Jake, Insecure Jake, which is finale part 7, Limbo.
Nice.
So from like 2006 to 2015 or something.
We talked about finale part 2. The limo, whatever part it was, where Angela punched me in the face, which I think we have in there.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see that.
All right, let's start with Jake and Amir Kite, which doesn't even exist on our YouTube. It was like taken on somebody else's YouTube channel that scraped it from my personal Vimeo account and put it online for the world to see.
So all right, hell yeah.
It's just so fucking pimp. I'm soaring like a majestic eagle or something. I'm like... So that's it, right up in the air. That's my kite. I'm not even explaining it right.
I'm so low energy acting that it almost comes full circle and makes it good acting. But I definitely knew I did not know what I was doing.
Was
me describing as like I'm so amped still is like so.
Was Jeff working at the front desk or did we place him there for this video?
I mean, he was an intern at the time, and I think like there might have been times when the interns had to cover the front desk.
Right.
So this is like not a crazy setup, but that was not like where he sat. I do vaguely remember that this is your idea.
Kite was my idea?
Yeah.
And the idea is basically you really like a kite, and then I come by and overhear it, and then you pretend to not really like a kite for some reason.
That's correct. So I'm excited to be talking about a kite, but then when you come around, I get self-conscious about it, and I backtrack.
We should reshoot this with Jeffrey in the front desk of HeadGum. And you talking about a kite and all the new stuff that's happened with kites in the last 15 years.
Like your adrenaline is pumping. It's just in
the sky. No, it's not.
You just don't let go. You can't let go of the kite. It's just, it's the best feeling when you just see it in the wind blowing and shit. It's unraveling.
It's the best. That's the only feeling of a kite. When you see it blowing in the wind, that's the only feeling.
Unraveling and blowing and shit. I think I was worried that I was going to think this video wasn't funny, but I think it's actually good. I think this is really dumb.
Yeah, 30 seconds in, you've just been talking about a fucking kite. There's still another minute and 15 to go.
I mean, it should end here. This is where it's the best.
Spool. So fat. You don't even know. The fattest fucking thing in the world.
Fat.
Flying that kite, I owned it. It's like I was owning all day long, all morning, starting in the morning into the afternoon, just owning the kite, owning the sky. It was so fucking sick.
The video quality is so bad, it sounds like you have a lisp. Like, it's just so grainy and fuzzy, and it's weird that this is where it started and we decided to make more.
The shot is also wrong. Like, I should have cheated to the other side. We could have done this as a two shot where you see my face, but instead it's just all like, it's all ear. It's mostly ear, yeah. This video.
This is a shot reverse, but it's only on the person listening. Jeff hasn't said anything.
Right.
We should be on you.
Absolutely. It's also so like, we just clearly, we never ever got through even like half of a take. It's quick cuts out of necessity. I remember cackling, just like cracking up as we were filming this.
Couldn't fucking believe how funny it is to like a kite.
Sprinting across the grass. Picturing it now, it almost brings a fucking tear to my eye. It wasn't happening, but it felt like people were cheering, just like,
just there we go.
Nothing. Oh, so awesome. Nothing. I flew a kite. That's what it was. I flew a kite this weekend. Ain't kidding. Yeah. Well,
come back to hear more.
My sister wanted to, or some shit like that.
So, you're mad.
Just like,
I wish I was kidding.
Like, fucking it. It was a kite. So you don't like a kite? No, it. Okay. You scared me. Just kidding. So
I'm not embarrassed to do it in front of Jeff.
It's so fucking pimp is the funniest way to describe a kite.
I just love the feeling of flying a kite.
You could barely hear what I was saying. I was so far away from the camera.
Mm, right. I mean, I think this video is funny, and I don't know if it's funny for the reasons that we intended it to be funny at the time. So, yeah,
but the sense of humor was still that, like, we still sort of do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a seed of a idea that we still play around with today.
Yeah, definitely.
It's hard to grade. You know, it's prehistory. It's important. Mm-hmm. You have to appreciate it for what it was at the time. Obviously,
exactly.
It looked like garbage. You can hardly hear anything. I was
sounded
wearing
bad,
a tight plaid and baggy shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was shot incorrectly, but ultimately funny enough for us to continue on. So for that, I have to give it an A-.
Yeah. I tend to agree. An A- for me.
Okay,
but,
fast
you know,
forward.
It's like no notes except for you know,
all the notes about like production
value. Yeah.
Yeah.
And acting, but aside from that, A-.
Yeah.
The sensibility, you could see the seed growing, and for that, I think it's pretty cool.
It was hard to shoot videos just on the go like that. Mm-hmm. But like at the same time, like The Matrix had already come out. So like it was possible. Like this wasn't made in the 60s or something.
Right.
We could have been better.
We should have been better. But we were just starting. We were writers. We were we wrote articles for College Humor. You know, we weren't ready to film things.
Yeah. Fast forward a decade plus later.
Yeah. So you can really, we're at the top of our filmmaking game here. This is a locked off three shot and we quick cut throughout.
Hardly better, but at least you could hear and see things clearly.
I actually do remember a production value thing from this, since we didn't shoot this in an actual moving limo. Because I think there's a stunt where one of us falls out or jumps out or something or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So it's on a stage. The same stage we shot that like long punch in single shot where you have a toe dick.
Right.
So it's a parked limo, and we have like lights just going past it.
Oh, that's cool. So it looks like it's driving.
So it seems like it's like street lights. And I believe the cameraman sat with kind of like a bouncy. It was John. Wait,
that's
it
nice.
Wasn't it John and Giancarlo?
I think so.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. All right. Jake and Amir, finale part 7, limo. This is the second to last episode.
Hey, you're watching Jake and Amir.
Record the intro, bitch.
I just did.
Good.
Wow.
Stock footage.
Stock footage, exterior shot, plus royalty-free music, tuxedos, and Angela. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't get better than this, Jake and Amir was.
We're there. We're peaking.
Premiere party, daddy. White limo, black tie. Oh, and my plus one? She's a 10.
So what's your movie about?
It's actually not a movie.
A movie, is what he was gonna say. It's actually not, fuck me. Shit ass. Holly Weird, no.
You cut me off, but just said what I was going to say anyway. That's funny. A movie.
I tried to cover up, and then I couldn't come up with the lie. Sputtered
also,
the truth.
Are you congested here, or am I just reading too much into your voice? It seems like you're a little under the weather at the time.
Yeah, it's possible. It's possible.
Very possible.
I don't have a recollection of it.
This is Holly Wild, as in anything goes. And I am Arnold. I am the governator.
Oh, you have a seed in your teeth.
Okay. I had a bagel at home for dinner. Everything on it.
You had an everything bagel?
No. Listen to this.
Everything on it. There is something sad about eating a bagel for dinner.
This is exactly what I wanted to say. The saddest dinner. People are fucking...
It's like from a sleeve. A sleeve of bagels. Yeah. The second to last one. It's sweaty. Kind of stale and soft.
Just a Pepperidge Farm
for dinner.
Bagel. I mean, before a black dinner. Tie event, too. Good Lord, that's so sad.
I ate a lot of bread so I could drink tonight.
Put everything on it. The whole shabazz. And lox.
So just lox.
Yes. Just...
Then why do you have a seat?
Why are you two ganging up on me right now? You guys know Gangnam Style, right? I feel like this is ganging style. Oppa, ganging style! Oh, oh! Oh! You struck me!
So it's not a movie?
Yeah.
So that didn't look real because the first few times she actually hit you.
No, I think that was the real one. I think she actually...
Oh, really?
It looks fake because she just connected with my head rather than punch past.
Yeah, we never really articulated. You still have to punch past. But instead, she like hit you a few times in the ear. Should we watch it again?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she actually hit me because I'm like laughing.
Oh, 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 you struck me!
So it's not a movie?
It was the kind of punch where, because it was real, it looked fake instead of a fake punch that looks real.
Yeah, so really the worst of both worlds. We had to use it. We had to put this in because we were like, she hit me. I can't get struck and not.
I thought she hit you twice.
She
like
did
one
hit
time
me
she
twice.
Went past you and hit your nose or something.
Yeah. I think the other reason we did this is because I couldn't do it again because every time she went to hit me, I was flinching because she had hit me before.
We had to use the first hit. All right.
So what's the TV show then?
Not a TV show either. It's much better than both of those things, all right? This is the internet. You ever heard of a YouTube? This show's gonna be on one.
I thought you said this was a premiere.
I said a lot of things, okay? I said I was Adam Lambert's cousin Drew, but does that mean you wouldn't be coming on this date with me if I weren't rich, connected, and famous? It's like, no! No! Oh! Freak, come on! Whoa! Oh.
Is that it? She fucking jumps. She's not. We really are peaking this episode. It's got it all. And now I'm about to do coke.
I think that was before Lady Bird popularized jumping out of a moving vehicle?
Yeah, it would have been. It would have definitely been.
Oh God, that was good. I totally forgot.
I said
that
I was Adam. She found out I was an Adam Lambert's cousin, Drew, and she left. She jumped. She killed her.
She had to leave right that second.
Yeah,
on the highway. She couldn't wait till we get there and then called an Uber.
That line is also like that entire exchange is so funny because I'm like vaguely like a middle-aged man from Queens at one point. It's like, you heard of YouTube? Well, guess what? This one's gonna be on one, huh? You're gonna make it.
Oh God, another 2.5 minutes, here we go.
Is that cocaine? No, dude, powdered sugar, but we gotta get used to snorting something. Get in the car. Angie, come on. Look, I really am cousins with Lambert, Angie. Yeah, his mom is my dad's brother's wife. It's not my blood, you're right, Angie. Just get in the car, get in the goddamn car.
Do you even know how many dates I've had jump from?
I'm like in a fucking tumultuous relationship with her.
Get in the car.
Get in the car. Speeding off.
And she won't because it's not by blood. You're only...
You're right. Really, it's not by blood.
Adam Lambert. Like, who cares?
This was, it had to be at the height of American Idol, right? Unless it was a year or two later, which I would not put past this either.
moving friggin' cars on my ass.
Five?
I am sick.
Yes, four. It's still like, it's still a lot. It's still too much. Because I've been on like six dates in the last couple years, and four of them, five if you count her.
Driver,
you are right.
Yes, will you please pull over for three goddamn seconds? Okay, so I can stay in one Tinder radius? Our date literally just bailed on us.
Us?
I was gonna offer you a menage.
What?
No!
Hello, TMZ? Hey, how's it going? I'm calling to request some paparazzo at an event tonight. It's a premiere party. Oh, will celebrities be there? Well, gee whiz, why don't I put you on the phone with Adam Lambert's cousin?
Hello, you won't let me.
Because of you, and you're nice. Go to the front of the limo. Sit shotgun, bitch.
No!
Oh, my God. Solid up.
Go to the
because
front of the limo.
You.
You're nice.
When did nice. I even say that?
I don't know if you did. I don't know if you did.
Oh, Lordy.
Oh boy. All right, come on, dude. We're here. Let's do this.
What are you doing?
Reader's Digest calls the disheveled after party. Look, the style of mid 2015. It was Wilmer Valderrama and his accountant's twin son's name, it's by not styling.
Disheveled after party, look.
A messed up tux for these dumb fucks makes the ladies go, yuck. I tossed the salad of a duck at a date.
I've fully pivoted to hooking up with animals.
Kind of rave.
How much sugar did you snort?
You know, it was a lot. And I also skipped dinner. I lied about the bagel, lied about the lox. All I had was the seed.
So all you ate for dinner was the seed and, that was stuck in your teeth.
So it didn't even go down.
Oh, my lordy. What's, you are on one.
Yeah, I really am. What's the rest of this video? Is there?
Oh,
is this
banking style. Oh!
That was the hit.
Yeah. Fuck me. For real in the head.
I'm so sorry.
She feels bad.
That was so real.
I have a concussion.
What? We already had that CH. All right. That was good.
Good for us. I mean, wow. God, this video, I thought it was hilarious. It's a moment in time, that's for sure. It's got the story of Angie actually punching me in the head.
But is it quite kite level?
Yeah, I mean, wow. To go from me like being so embarrassed and shy about acting that I'm like muttering under my breath and looking away from the camera to just screaming in the limo. you can see the long arc of my acting career, which is cool to look at.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, you didn't do anything other than these videos, but you can really see.
Yeah, but I came a long way in my own personal web series.
Would you say that to Adam Lambert's cousin, Drew? You already saw that fail. Why did you then use it on TMZ?
Well, no, it worked on Angie. She jumped when she found out I wasn't Drew.
Is that actually his cousin's name, by the way?
No way. I have no idea.
I think it was like the Nick Lachey and Drew Lachey. Yeah. So you're like, everybody has a hot cousin named Drew.
I mean, yeah, the name Drew is so funny. You can't be a famous Drew unless it's Barrymore, right? It's got to be adjacent.
Yeah, you have to be. Everybody who's famous has a relative named Drew, but nobody is a famous Drew.
That's right.
And that's what we wanted to get off our chest in the finale.
So this video made a statement as well. That's cool.
Yeah. So that's an A. That's an A for us.
Yeah, that's
A for effort.
That's an A. It's
A for execution.
Definitely.
And shout out to Harry B for suggesting those two eps.
Absolutely.
Good work.
Thank you.
Thanks to you guys for watching. Let us know if there's any other good duo we should analyze. Watch together as we stroll down memory lane all the way from 2006 to 2015, I guess it was. 10 years. Good
very
work.
Cool.
Good job. See you next week. Bye,
ciao,
everybody.